Amen. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. Michaela, proud of you, young lady. Thank God for her. I've known her since she was just little. And hear her sing today so beautiful. Wonderful. In her song, I hope you noticed, it says, "How do I fit in His plan?" How do you fit in His plan? That's a wonderful thought, isn't it? How do I fit in His plan? I tell you how you fit in it. God said He sent His Son to die for you. He wants you to be one of His children. I'm glad He said, "Whosoever will." That didn't leave me out.
Blessing, Lord.
That didn't leave you out.
That's right.
You fit in His plan. Every one of you.
Amen. That's right.
Yes, you might say, "Well, I'm lost and I have no part in His plan." I got news for you. We all were.
That's right.
None of us was good.
Amen.
Not good enough to make it. To that beautiful place called heaven. But I'm glad that every one of us fit in His plan. And if you're sitting here today and you've never accepted Jesus as your Savior, you have got a place in His plan. I want you to pay attention. I want you to listen. I want you to really think about your life. And where it's going. I want you to think about where you are and what you need in your life today. I know that there's some that we saw grow up. We saw them saved. And there's some we've saw grow up that has never accepted the Lord as their personal Savior. That breaks our heart to know of that situation. But I pray today that God would speak.
Amen.
See, if God doesn't speak to your heart,
that's right.
I can't move you. But if the Word of God and the Spirit speaks to your heart, then God is asking you to take your place.
That's right.
To take your place right where you fit in.
Amen.
God wants to save you. God wants to be with you. He wants to live with you. He wants to share all His goodness with you. If you fail to accept the Lord as your Savior, there's going to come a sad time. There may be some here today that's accepted Christ as their Savior, but they have laid their cross down. You know, when God saved us, He said, "Pick up your cross and follow Me." That's what He said. I want you to pick up your cross and follow Me. Walk in My footsteps. Praise God. I say today how wonderful it is to be a child of God. How wonderful it is to know when I accepted His plan and I fit right in where He wanted me to be. He said there was not a step that you will take that I haven't already taken before you. He said, "I made the way. I walked the way. And I'll not ask you to do anything that I haven't already made the way for." Isn't that a wonderful God today? Isn't that a great salvation that He offers you today? Folks, I tell you, God is God, and there is no other. He is the one you need in your life and your soul. And I say this, when He comes in and takes up His abode, one thing for sure, you will know that something has changed in your heart and in your soul and in your life. Because He said, "I will make a new creation in you, and you shall go forth a new person. And I thank God for that today. I really do. I thank God for what that He did for me. And I thank God that He did nothing for me that He will not do for you. He wants to save you. Read a few verses of Scripture. I'll try not to stand before you too long. It's good to see some friends that we haven't seen in church for a long time. Not that they haven't been in church and I haven't been in church. We just haven't seen them. Like Debbie and Bill back there. We used to be in church with them a lot. We haven't seen them. See Debbie once in a while, but it's so good to see them today and see them in the house of the Lord. And I just praise God for all that He means to me. So glad to see the little one over there. And by faith, amen, boy, stand up and just let everybody see what I'm talking about, would you? Hold that baby up if you can. Boy, I tell you what, she thought God was not going to give her one. But look what she's holding today. She's holding the evidence of faith. And praise God for it, boy. I believe they'll be a good mom and dad. I really do. I thank you for standing up. Children, God is able to perform the things that that the world cannot do. And I'm so glad that God is able to do that. I tell you, I believe He put her in a good hand. Amen. I believe that God put her right where she needed to be. That's the way God is. God will. God's got a plan. God's got a place for you. God's got a work for you. God wants to save you. I'm going to read some in the book of James. The thought that God has put on my heart today is something that's very familiar. And it's called sin. 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 First chapter of James, where I'm going to read a few scriptures. Then I'll probably skip somewhere else and read a few more. But if you want to follow along, you can. Just pray for it. I'd love to see someone saved today, wouldn't you? I'd like to see someone take their place in God's plan, wouldn't you? I'd love to see him step out and say, I want what God is offering today. Boy, I tell you what, that's wonderful. God is good. 12th verse, I mean. First chapter of James, 12th verse, reads like this. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love Him. Do you hear? You've got a place in God's plan and He loves you. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempt He any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, I want you to listen to this. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Boy, that's something. Sin is a dreadful thing. Sin is a bad thing. Sin is something that is against God. Did you know that? And I'm going to go over in Romans and read just a few more verses. I'm going to start. That's Romans chapter 6. It says in the 19th verse, I speak after the manner of man because of the infirmities of your flesh. For as ye have yielded your members service to uncleanliness and to iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness. Now, you've got to make a commitment, folks. If you want to fit in God's plan, you've got to make a commitment. There's no doubt about that. With fruit, What fruit had ye then in those things whereof ye are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. You might think that you've done great things and you are living in sin, but folks, let me tell you something. There are things that I'm ashamed of. Amen. I don't want no part of that no more. I turned away from that. But he said, but now being made free from sin and become servants to God, you have your fruits unto holiness and the end, everlasting life. Did you hear that? I praise God. When you turn it over to the Lord, your fruits of sin is gone. And you are looking forward to the eternal life that God has got in store for you. And I'm glad that we get to enjoy it while we're here, aren't you? I'm glad that every day that I live, I enjoy this life that God has given me. I enjoy the Spirit that lives in me. I enjoy the communication that I have with God. I enjoy the talk that I get to speak with Him. I enjoy the prayers that He listens to. And I enjoy the answer when it comes. If you don't know God, folks, you are losing out on all the good things that God has got in store for you. How about listen to this last verse? I tell you, I'm excited about Jesus. I love this way of living. I love God beyond anything else in this world. Yes, I do. Because He did something for me that no one else could do. If they would have, they couldn't do it. But Jesus did it for you. Listen to the last verse. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. That's all I'm going to read. Thank you for standing. But folks, the thing that God has laid on our heart today is this thing that's called sin. And you heard as I read what the wages of sin is. The wages of sin is death. That's what it is. Now, I know that the first man, Adam, because of his sin, everybody has to die. Yes, it was imputed on all of us to have to die. But I'm glad I've got a report to give you today. Because of one man's death, we all can live. Amen. Through and by Christ Jesus the Lord, we all can have an abundant life, a great life, an enjoyable life. And boy, I thank God for what that He has given us. But sin is a problem, folks. Sin is trouble, and sin is raging. Don't you ever doubt about it. Sin is raging. Everywhere that we look, we can see that Satan. I tell you, I've talked to my wife this week, and I said the past 5 years has been so drastic of change, more than the other 71 that I've lived. I'm 76 years old, and Brother James, in the last 5 years, Satan has reared up in a greater fashion than all the 71 before that. What does that tell you, friend? Sin is raging. Sin is dangerous. Sin is death. Not only just death to the flesh, but it's death to the soul also. It's an eternal death, and that will never die. Sin is something that has to be dealt with. Did you know that? You must deal with sin. If you don't deal with him and with Satan, folks, and put him out of your life and out of your everything about you, did you know that what you're going to do if you die a sinner, if you die in your sin? Do you have any idea what's going to happen? A lot of people say, Brother James, I'll just be put in the dust and I'll go back to the dust and that'll be the end of me. Folks, let me tell you something. There is an eternity for everyone. There is an eternity. Yes, there is. After this life, there is another eternity.
We are going forward toward that. And one day after a while, we're going to step off in the eternity and that of God. What about you? What do you know today? How are you concerned? Yes, you fit in God's plan. How do I fit into it? I'm glad you sang that, Michaela. What ran right along with this, what God has laid on her heart. But this sin, folks, and Satan, did you know who's the author in that of sin? It's Satan. He's got all power over that. He is sin. He is the devil. And folks, he does not want your soul. He don't want you. He don't have no love for you. There is no love in him. But he wants to disturb you and turn your mind away from what God is offering you. And friends, what God is offering today is eternal. And there is an eternal in the Bible that God has left us to read and to study. God's people has got an eternal life, and we will live forever in that beautiful city that's called heaven. I'm glad today that I get just a little taste of it here, but praise God, the best is yet to come. But what I get here is so joyful and so good, and I'm so happy with it. I wouldn't trade it for all the world. That's how great God is. When you surrender your life and your heart and your soul to God, he comes in and he gives you riches untold. That's what he does. And blessings immeasurable, and joy beyond understanding, and peace from Satan and sin. What a joyful life God gives his children. I want to be a light to everyone that I come in contact with. I want the light of the glorious gospel to shine through us. I want us, God called us an illuminated people. I want people to look at us and, Brother James, you're a great Sunday school teacher. I encourage all of you, if you're not coming to Sunday school, get on it, get with it, get in it. Because let me tell you, you've got a good teacher. He knows what he's teaching about. And I thank God for men that knows the Word and spends time in the Word and is able to teach. I praise God for that. So church, I encourage you, if you want to grow stronger, get in it, get involved, get trusting in the Lord. God has got food for you. God has got strength for you. God will give you courage and boldness. But this thing that's called sin, folks, did you know that all of us were sinners? None of us were good. We all were sinners. Every one of us was sinners, and we had to have a hope. We didn't have no hope, but God gave us hope through and by His Son Jesus Christ. Did you know that? Sin is a dreadful thing, and sin is very discouraging. But sin brings results. Did you know that? A sinner brings results. Did you know sin? Sin shows itself. Did you know that in the world today that there is so many sinners out there that are leading people? And have you noticed that they just go in streams? Just anything that comes up, they just go in streams to follow it and to go after it. And folks, the Bible said that sin is pleasurable for a season, but he said, I just read it, the wages of sin is death, and it's not just the physical death, but it's the everlasting death. That's the very important one. But sin has results. Now, if you're a sinner and you live sinful, you might think, well, it'll only affect me. Let me tell you something today. A sinner affects many people down this way of life. Did you know that? Sin sows seed. Yes, God said he wanted us to be seed sowers, but I want you to sow the seed of the gospel that might come up in everlasting life. But
but sin, and sinners sow seed. You say, does Satan have power? Satan is second unto God. Satan is a spirit, just like God, but he's a spirit opposite of God. He's a spirit that leads to destruction. And you say, people get all excited in it. They get wrapped up in it. They get a chance in it, and they do. But folks, God said, try you of the spirit and see what nature they are. Watch them and see. That's why I say we are an illuminated people. People are looking at you in this dark world that we live in. Brother James mentioned dark in a Sunday school study today. And he said, oh, if there ever was a time that God's people should shine, it's in this dark world that we're living today, because sin is totally raging. Sin is taking our people. Sin is leading our young people. Sin is drawing. I'm not going to leave you out, church. Sin is drawing God's people away. There's no doubt about it, folks. But we, as God's people, now if we are where we need to be, and we're walking as we should walk, and we should do that, God is He is expecting us to do that. He said, I'm going away, but you're going to be the light of the world. And boy, let me tell you something. We need to be shining in the darkness of this sinful world that we live in. We should be an illuminated people. Why? Because God said we were. We're an illuminated people. We're supposed to shine. And praise God, we are. When we are in the will of God, we are shining, and we may not even know it. But praise God, those around us will know it beyond a shadow of a doubt. We should shine. Do you remember, just to bring to your knowledge just one thing, Moses, when he went up on the Mount Sinai and he was with God 40 days and 40 nights, and God gave him the commandments. God gave it to him. Yes, God will give to you. God loves you, and God wants to have. He wants to give you the best he has. But he was up there 40 days and 40 nights. Can God supply our need? The Bible said Moses did not eat and he did not drink for 40 days and 40 nights. You say, preacher, he would have died. Let me tell you, God is life. God has all power. I know one thing, it said he didn't do it, and I believe he didn't. But God will take you and give you what you need to sustain and to be able to do what you need to do. And you need to realize, I love when Moses, praise God today, you know what happened? Moses was up there 40 days and 40 nights, and when he come back down, and the children of Israel looked at him, and they said, we can't look at his face because it shines. Amen, it shines like God. And I thank God today that God's people should be like Moses. And the Bible said that Moses put a veil over his face that the people might be able to listen to the commandments of God. Let me tell you something, but I'm glad that there's no more veil, because Jesus came and he rent the veil from the top to the bottom and opened it up that you can take your place in the throne of God. What about that? God wants you. God wants you. God wants you to come and accept the goodness that he has for you. And you know, this world has nothing good for you. This world has nothing but sin to offer you. Satan and sin. Did you know Satan is raging in our whole world? Not just in our country. In our country, in the U.S., United States. He's raging all over the world. He's raging everywhere. Everything's in turmoil and in trouble. And folks, he's leading and directing so many people down that broad road to destruction. Yes, God does not want you to enter that. He wants you to be about his business. He wants you to, first of all, to hear the gospel. And he wants you to be saved. And he wants you to become, take your place where he's got made for you. And he wants you to get into it. Now, boy, let me tell you something. Sin is going to be dealt with. Did you know that?
Sin is going to be dealt with.
Yes, either we can deal with it here and accept the Lord as our Savior and depend on him for salvation and let him cleanse us and make us whole. We can deal with it here. But sin must be dealt with either in this life or the one to come. There's no escaping sin. God said sin must be paid for. It has to be dealt with. It has to be concerned about. And folks, it is going to be because, let me tell you, I believe that everyone that is born into this life, that lives to the age of accountability, I believe that every one of them, God said, I'm going to call your name. I'm going to speak to your heart. I believe God is speaking to someone's heart right now, saying, I want you to be my child. I love you. You've got a great family. You've got a great church. You've got a lot of good things in your life. That's not good enough. God wants you as you are. Come bow down and ask him to save you. That's what God wants. God wants you. Praise God. Sin is going to be dealt with. Either you deal with it now and you ask God to cleanse you of it and set you free and make you whole and come and live with you. And praise God when he comes to live with you. Did you know he will never leave?
That's right.
Aren't you glad of that? Aren't you glad? Yeah. God said, I'll never leave. Once I come into your house to live, I'm never going to leave. Boy, that should be something that would cause us to shout about. Brother Harold, we ought to be able to shout about. Now, the praises of God. God said, I'm not going to leave. I'm going to be with you. I'm going to live with you. I'm going to sup with you. I'm going to chasten you. I'm going to love you. I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to lead you. And boy, how wonderful God is. How wonderful God is. You might think I'm going to escape it. You might have laid your cross down. Did you know sin can affect every one of God's people? And it does. Do you want to be strong? Do you want to be steadfast and unmovable? God said, put sin out of your life. You say, preacher, I can't do that. I tell you what Jesus said. He told the woman, he said, I've cleansed you. I've cleaned you up. I've made you whole. And listen to what he told her. He said, now I want you to go and sin no more. Amen. That's what he said. That's not my word. That's his word. Amen. He said, I want you to go and sin no more. Praise God. You say, well, that's impossible. That's impossible with us. But it's not possible. It's not impossible with God, because Jesus was the only one that ever lived a sinless life. And it is possible. If it wasn't, he wouldn't have told us that. Go and sin no more. I'm glad he didn't stop there, aren't you? Because we have fallen short. That's not something to be proud of. If you laid your cross down and you think that God is going to hear your prayer, forget it. That's right. If you laid your cross down and you're not living for God and you're facing all kinds of situations, all kinds of trouble, did you ever think about it? God said, if you lay your cross down and you turn away from me, he said, I'll give you trouble. Amen. I'll chasten you. I'll bring you to the very low spot to where that you will follow your face and begin to cry out to me that I may restore to you what you need and that I may be able to heal you and cleanse you and cause you to go forward in the ways of God. Now let me tell you, sin is raging on every hand and every side and everywhere we look, and
it's taking our people. Why do you think we see so few in the house of God today? I tell you why, because Satan is stealing them away and telling them and offering them all kind of stuff.
But the wages of it is death. Death. Not only death, but death in hell. A lot of people don't want to hear that word. Hell. It says that they'll be in a deathly stage and never die. They will die and die and die and never die. The worst state that we know here in this natural body is facing death. Something has to tear us down for us to die. Naturally speaking, we die that natural death, this life is over. But the second death, oh yes, there is a second death. Either you die out to the love of sin here, or you die in hell. Now, sin has to be paid for. Sin will be dealt with. Sin will be dealt with. You will confess, because God said, Jesus said, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Yes, you're going to confess. But if you wait until it's too late, there's no hope for you.
That's right.
Hell is going to be your eternal destination.
So, yes, sin is going to be dealt with.
Either you ask God to save you here, or you die an eternal death in a simple place called hell. I don't want anyone to go there.
That's right.
Jesus didn't want anyone to go there. God didn't want anyone to go there. Can you imagine? Oh, I keep bringing up that little one over there. How much love.
All of you have got your children. How much love. But how much love. How hard would it be for you to take him or her and say, here, take my little child and take its life that you can live. Well, the Bible says we can't do it.
That's right.
You know we can't do it. But God himself, sitting on the throne of God,
amen,
sitting on the throne in heaven, had only one son.
That's right.
Had only one son. And he knew that sin was going to destroy you and I and everyone that will not accept. And God looked at him, Jesus. God looked down and the Bible said he repented that he never even made man. It was so bad. But he said, I want to redeem them. I want to make a way for them. I want a plan for them. I want them to be able to fit in my plan. I want them to be part of my plan. And Jesus looked and said, Father, I'll go. I'll be the sacrificial lamb. I will go and I will face. And some people say Jesus didn't know what he was coming to. I believe Jesus knew exactly what he was coming to and what he was coming for and what he had to face and what he was going to go through. And I believe that he said, I'm going to finish it, that you can fit in.
Amen.
God.
Do you want to know that it's real?
You can. See, this is a reality.
Yeah.
Having Jesus in our heart and soul is a reality.
Amen.
It's real. It's real. If you laid your cross down and you've been there, but you're way off, I want you to just jump out of that seat today if we make a call. I want you to fall on this altar. I want you to say, God, I want to be restored. Like old David did through the book of Psalms. God, I want you to restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. I want to know that you're there. I want to feel your presence. I want to have your healing. I want to be able to walk and talk and trust in you. And if you're here today and you're lost and you've never accepted Jesus as your Savior, I want you not to not let Satan give you a second thought. When God said come, I want you to jump out of that seat. Amen. And come and fall on this altar. Say, God, save me. You know what? You know what God will do? If you leave that seat with your heart wanting Jesus Christ, He will probably save you before you even get here.
Amen.
Yes. See, God knows you. God knows your heart. He knows what you want. And He said, I'm going to save you.
He said, the very moment that you give me your whole heart, He said, I will come. I will be found with you. I will come and take up my abode with you. How many of you Christians today, if you could go back and change it and not accept Christ, there's not a child of God that knows he's been a free partner of sin that would choose that.
That's right.
Not one.
Amen.
I have never heard a child of God say, I don't like this.
Amen.
I've heard a lot of them say, I've got out of the will of God and I'm paying the consequences. I've heard a lot of people testify and say, boy, I'm so glad that God still loved me. I'm so glad that God still was here.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that God is still on the throne.
Yeah.
And folks, He still is. He wants to cleanse you. He wants to make you whole. He wants to heal you. He wants to satisfy your soul.
Yeah.
He wants to save your soul. So as we sing a verse of a song, just as I am or whatever, because that's the way God wants you to come, just as you are. Now, though your sins be very dark and very bad, God wants you to come just as you are. Let me tell you something. I couldn't do anything with it. You can't do anything with it. Satan will lie to you. Satan will tell you you don't need it. Satan will say don't make a move. If you don't make a move, your eternal destination when you leave here will still be hell.
Amen.
I don't want you to go there. You don't want to go there. Think about what hell really is. Did you know hell is the most awful place that you could ever have?
Just as
I want you to come. I want you to come right now, Bobby said. Come. Ask God to restore. Ask God to save. Ask God to come and live with you. Take your place. Oh, I wish people would take their place. How do I fit in, God? Where do I fit in? You fit in just exactly where God wants you to. God wants to save you, make you whole, and lift you in your
just
why don't you come right now? Just make haste. Just make haste and come. Just bow. Try
my soul.
Jesus said, try me and see. Try me and see if I won't do what I said I would do. He said, try me, Brother Harold. Try me. Oh, I'm glad that I still felt the way and I tried.
Oh,
Let him come back with a humble heart and say, God, heal me.
I am without one.
I've done what God gave me.
But that thy blood was shed.
I can't do it for
me.
But I guarantee one thing. I don't believe that there's a child of God standing here today. For you, you'll have to do that for yourself. You're going to face God for yourself too. I can't face God for you. You're going to face Him for yourself. You're going to have to say amen to your own condemnation. That's what He said. You're going to have to say amen to your own condemnation. He's going to say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. Eyes out.
With many a conflict, many a doubt, fighting and fearing, without the Lamb of God, I come.
Thank God for every one of you that's here today, saved, lost, out of the will of God, whatever your situation is. I thank God that you are here today. I'm going to give you an invitation. Come back tonight, this evening at 6 o'clock, would you? Did you know God holds it all in His hand? Did you know we have God's people? We're responsible. Yeah, we're responsible for that lost one. We're responsible for that one that laid the cross down. We're responsible to show them and to lead them to the way of Jesus.
Amen.
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 I encourage you tonight, come back. Go home. Get you a little nap. Eat you a bite. Do whatever you need to do, okay? But at 5 o'clock, make sure you're up. And I'm going to ask you to go farther than that. I'm going to ask you to go into your prayer closet.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you don't have one, make one. Amen. I believe every Christian ought to have a place to steal away with God. Yes. If you don't have one, make one. Don't come to church to get filled up. Come to church filled up.
Amen.
Come prayed up. Come strong. Come ready. Come expecting someone to get saved. Okay? God bless you. We love you. See you at 6 this evening and be the Lord's will, okay? God bless you.
Brother Jerry.
Billy. Jerry.